The outlook wasn't brilliant for a trip to Pudville that day. The men in the bar were 4-3 with but 1 hour left to play. When one-eyed Trudy faked a headache and Mustache Mary did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the bar. Does the fat girl have a name? A struggling fuel got up to pounce, yes, in deep despair. Her breasts were big, she was drunk as hell. Who cares what happened to her hair? Jim the barkeep thought, if only Casey could get a whack at that. He's 48 and lives at home with 18 Siamese cats. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the former's into voodoo where the latter's hair was fake. So upon their brief encounter, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let slip a shart to the wonderment of them all. And Blake, the much despised, showed the poor girl both his balls. And once the dust had lifted and men saw what occurred, there went Jimmy in a headlock and Flynn with liquid turd. Then and straight from Casey's throat there rose a lusty yell.
A vodka for the lady, Jim. No Grey Goose, just the well.
His voice echoed through the Bennigans. He looked all right from far. But Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing down the bar. There was ease in Casey's manner as he slid onto the stool. There was liquid pride in Casey's liver. He'd forgot he was a tool. Responding to Jim's advice, Casey fixed his Velcro pants. No stranger in the crowd had ever seen Star Wars Zubaz. Every eye was on him as he rubbed his hands of dirt. No one knows just why he asked her,
"Where'd you get that giant skirt?"
Then the girl, she wiggled, snubbing Casey with her hip. Fear flashed in Casey's eye as he bit his gross hair lip. And now the leather-covered sphere she spun to clear the air. Casey just sat watching, clumps of dandruff in his hair. Close by the sturdy woman, his courage in the red.
"I like a full woman," said Casey. "Strike one," the barkeep said.
From the booths, thick with people, there went a muffled groan.
"I don't think you're fat at all, but you are, in fact, big bone."
"Kill him! Kill the jackass!"
shouted some girl from the back, and it's likely she would have killed him if not for Casey's tact. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's charm came through. He stilled the rising tumult.
"Your eyes are just so blue."
Then he signaled to the barkeep.
"Another drink for my next wife."
The barkeep cried,
"Strike two." "What?"
cried the maddened Casey. An echo answered,
"What? You're digging in your britches. Now your fingers smell like butt."
They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain.
"Excuse me, lovely lady. Got to drain the old main vein."
The sneer has fled from the woman's lips. Her teeth are clenched in hate. She downs her final potstickers, then orders one more plate. And now the woman holds the cards, and just when she's about to blow,
"I thought I'd wait to poop at home, but man, I had to go."
Oh, somewhere in this favored land, somebody's getting laid. The music's playing softly, and love is being made. And somewhere men are laughing, their peckers hanging out. But there is no trip to Budville, not tonight. Mighty Casey has struck out.